Listening Dog Media.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The Hot Mess Mum. The mum most likely to send her kids to school in regular clothes on non-school uniform day. The mum who forgets to sign the permission slip for school trips. The mum who has probably put leftovers in her kids' lunchbox on more than one occasion. But most importantly, the Hot Mess Mum is actually rocking it and is doing a far better job than even she thinks. Please welcome our Hot Mess Mums, telling it as it is, Kelly and Jenny Powell.
It is the Hot Mess Mums Club podcast. I'm Kelly Pegg.
And I'm Jenny Powell, and she needs no introduction, really. She's Path Fitness, instructor to the stars, Bezies with Cher, health guru, who I just love and adore for what she says and what she does and how she is. Mum to a beautiful boy and, of course, ex of one of the most famous legends in our time, but whatever. It is the wonderful, the beautiful, and the iconic Angie Best.
Hey.
Black Friday is just around the corner, and Swan have some incredible deals already on their website.
You can kit out your home for less this month with site-wide discounts at swanbrand.co.uk, including some products available with 40% off.
Use the code BLACKSWAN22 on their website and get 22% off site-wide.
The Hot Mess Mums. Kelly Pegg with Jenny Powell.
Was that good enough, Angie?
Blimey. Who's that woman?
Who is that woman? We all say that, though, sometimes. We all look in the mirror and think, who is that woman?
Oh, I do now, especially getting older. You wake up and you think, Jesus, you know, because it's the strangest thing getting older. I had to just get this
do
off
it.
My chest now.
That's what we're here for.
Because when you're young, you don't give a about anything. And everything's fine. And it doesn't matter about makeup, doesn't matter about hair, doesn't matter about anything, because you just enjoy life. You get on, you take, you just do it. And then all of a sudden, you look at a picture of yourself and you go, whoa, what? Who is that? And you stand in the mirror and you say, where did this come from? I never had this. And it is the hardest sensation, hardest reality to come to terms with as a woman who used to be very relaxed and comfortable with life. All of a sudden you think, fuck, I got to make an effort now. Yeah. So efforts have to be made, like today when she puts makeup on.
You look amazing, though. And I'm really missing your Instagram page because it was so inspiring. I loved it. Every day you were putting things on there about nutrition and health and don't eat these. And this is why. And you know, I have a massive thing about palm oil. And I saw your post about a very large, well-known chocolate factory that stuff it in there. And I was like, oh, my God, that is getting banned from my house. So I just loved what you were doing on there. And of course, we haven't got you on there at the minute because there's been this whole scamming thing going on with lots of people. And you were one as well.
We do.
Oh, you've come back on. Oh, my God. Right. Great.
This is a major announcement.
Yes,
then. So
excited.
Where can we find you back on Instagram, Angie? Is it the same address or what?
Angie Best Wellbeing.
And after 40 years in a career of health and fitness, it has certainly paid off. I know you say, I mean, we're all very critical of ourselves sometimes, but 53, menopausal, I'm still very confused, brain fog, the whole thing, Angie. I'm going right through it and I'm taking everybody with me. You know, the kids, everything going, are you all right? You're not all right, are you? Should we just leave you alone? I'm like, yes, Yeah, so I'm right there. And I know you've really flown the flag for women at my stage in life, and I really appreciate it because you get it.
Yes. Are you on HRT?
I have my own version of it. I know that you did it a different way, didn't you? You sort of just with your diet and you took certain supplements.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Wild Jeffrey. Different.
Yeah, you see, I was going to ask you about that. If there was your one go-to, would that be it?
Yeah.
Okay. Without a doubt, I could.
I'm still using it to this day.
Really?
And in fact, Mark, my other half, had this brainwave last year to come up with our own all-natural HRT that is mm-hmm. good for the planet, good for the universe, good for everything. And we've got it coming out soon, so I'm very excited about it. And it's got wild jam cream. Sourcing the yams for the wild jam cream is the hardest thing on the planet, though.
I know. There's none in Manchester. I know that.
No. Well, there will be soon, my love. Stay tuned.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, yeah. I'll look out for that because it's been a blessing just knowing. I think sometimes when we have role models like your good self, who also, you know, you look amazing. And I know that you've got that joie de vivre, which is easily lost at a certain stage in life. It's just good to see. And also we're setting an example for our kids. You know, I know they're a long way off from being there, but, you know, with my 20-year-old, my 12-year-old, I don't want them to think,
You've got a
20-year-old. Diddy 21, yeah.
Wow, well done.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thanks. What can I say? But, you know, she... I just want them to have a positive sort of...
role model.
Exactly.
Children learn what they live. So how you live is what they learn. So you're doing it right, Moppy. Well done.
Thank you. So we can. I've just got reams of stuff. I don't know about Kelly.
Ream away.
It's a real highlight having you on. I've got to. I just want to say that it is for us. You know, we talk about who we want on. That's very important to us. Who we have because we're
personal
all,
thing.
Yeah, and it's all about inspiring women out there who listen to the podcast. And it's all about supporting women as well. And you've just got everything, like Jenny said, you really have, you know, and you've had an incredible life that you've gone through. And, you know, you look amazing and now you're doing all this well-being stuff. And I just know that the women that listen to us will take so much from it, you know, and listening to you. So
that's my hope, because when I started doing this 20 years ago, mm-hmm. when I first wrote the menopause book, that's when it started because of all the letters I got from the menopause book. So I started doing a newsletter because we didn't have this phone stuff then. The newsletter went out bi-monthly. Mm-hmm. I just told the ladies, because I was living in Malibu, and I just told everybody all the secrets of the R&Fs, as I called them. And it was so much fun. And I would tell them all the latest health stuff. And I just had a great time doing it. And then it just kind of blossomed and then went over into what is now Instagram. So, you know, I've been doing it for 20 years. It's not like it's new. It's new to some people, but to me, it's just, here she goes again, bless her, nag, nag, nag.
And I mean, we had Joe Wood on last year, I think it was. And, you know, you've all come from that kind of rock and roll style background, you know, and you've all got kids who, you know, have learned and grown through the experiences that you've had with your life, which is quite different for a lot of people. I mean, I'd love to say I was rock and roll, but... No. And so, you know, I found her incredibly inspirational as well. And it's kind of like, you know, you had to go through that rock and roll time, those ups and those downs, to be, the shining example that you are now. Would you say that's true?
Yeah.
Or do you think you would have been anyway?
I was before then, because mm-hmm. I right. was working with Cher before I met George. Right. Oh, no, that's a lie. I met George when I was 18 in Olympia in London. Then I went to America. Then I was working with Cher, and then I met George again in America. So mm-hmm. I was doing all this with her. I mean, I remember when, oh God, what are they called? This vitamin company, I don't remember their name now, first vitamin company to come out, right? Nobody was doing vitamins, and they were doing hair testing by testing what your body needed by looking at your hair. Well, it could do. Michael's used to cover it. So this vitamin company came out and they sent us every single vitamin and mineral known to, no, not minerals in those days because they hadn't got them there then yet, every vitamin known to man. So I used to set out the table and I'd put one of each in piles, a month's supply at a time. We didn't have Ziploc bags, so I used to have this little machine that sealed the bits of plastic that I wrapped them all in. And I would make up a month's supply at a time and we'd take them on the road with us. But I started supplementing when I was 21, when this happened, and I haven't stopped. I'm now 69, so I've been doing it. And I believe, in my never-to-be-humble opinion, that supplementing, keeping your hormone, vitamin, and mineral levels up is what keeps you young.
And I think, you know, obviously it contributes to that longevity, you know, that longevity that we're all searching for. And I know it's rubbed off with Callum as well.
Thank God.
What a turnaround that was. I know that he said his ignition, first of all, for his madness was obviously when his father died. So he went one way and then boom, it all changed. It was pivotal, I think, probably when you went over to... You came back for him, didn't you, to see him? Well, not back for him. You were always with him.
But then I came back for him.
Really?
I was living in America. He was here lost, a lost soul when his father died, surrounded by all the wrong people for the wrong reasons.
And that's easily done, to be fair.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I came over for the funeral and I saw what Callum was like and who he was hanging with and what was going on, I thought, shit, I got to come back. So... packed up, came home. Starting again, having not been here for 30 years, in a country where you're only ever known as by your ex-husband, and still to this day, because yesterday when the Mirror and the Mail and some other of those things wrote about the hacking, Angie Best,
a little
George
bit about
Best's
that.
Ex-wife. And, you know, as much as I love being George, he'd been dead for 15 years, for fuck's sake. You know, it's like, but God bless him. I shouldn't really moan about that because he gave me this beautiful child.
Yes.
And, yes, I came home. What I used to do 15 years ago was I used to send Callum liver cleansing pills. And I tell him they were good to make his hair grow.
Ah, but really, he was just sorting his liver out because he was boozing so much. Gotcha. That's good. I might do that with Connie. She's a student at the moment. And I say, you'll have lovely glossy hair. Just take these liver cleansing tablets. But I see. So you kind of went in that way to start to get him back to health.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, though, I think girls, your daughter... would be much more receptive to the health of it because now I find that youngsters are, they want health.
They do,
I think there's more awareness, isn't there, about what alcohol does to people, even though we are surrounded by it being advertised in our faces constantly as a good thing. I think there are a lot more awareness out there of just how dangerous it can be for our mental health as well as our physical, which hopefully does sort of go in when young people are sort of seeing that and hearing about it. They do think about it.
Yeah, I think also because we've made it so that it's not a bad stigma to have a hangover, people have hangovers and many more of them because there's nothing wrong in it in this society. So they suffer more, and in suffering more, they think, oh, I don't want to suffer like that anymore, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I think they feel a lot quicker.
Yeah. Go on, Jen.
No, I was just going to say, but you hit the nail on the head, actually, Angie, because only this morning, Connie, I'm in Manchester, she's down in London at UCL, she messaged me, and instead of going, Mum, can I have some money so I could go out drinking, she actually said, Mum, could you send me some supplements because I've run out? and top up my supplements, which, you know, I don't mind forking out for that.
Oh, absolutely.
So there is a turnaround, actually. And I think, you know, when I think about some of her friends, etc., it's something that is happening now in that generation. Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah.
And I think role models like Callum are perfect for girls like her and her friends and that generation. And it's just great because he's, you know, he's coming from the right place because he's coming from the experience. And yep. So are you.
Yep. And if she wants a vitamin C, which is what the first thing I would recommend for her would be a vitamin C, because it's the only one your body doesn't make. It's the only vitamin your body doesn't make. His vitamin. So I would recommend a liposomal vitamin C for her.
Right. I've got an Ultrium one, actually. Ultrium C, and it's liposomal. And
is
she's
it?
Just put
okay,
it in like a gel.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if she's poorly, I'd double it up and say, just take double the amount. It doesn't matter. Gosh, we're learning a lot. And I'm scribbling away. I've got wild yam cream. Ultrium, I mean, the list is endless.
You said it was going to be like a... You promised it wasn't going to be a therapy session.
So selfish. So selfish.
Also, a quick one. Sorry, Kel.
It's
quick
okay.
one. If she's at school and she's learning, she needs to up her omegas.
Okay.
Right?
Ooh, yeah.
Really, really important when she's studying are her omegas. And then if she's stressed at school and, you know, gets during exam time, send her some CBD, honest to God.
We love that here. We're both big
the
fans
oral
of
drops
that.
It. Yeah. Yeah, we are.
The Hot Mess Mums Club with Swan.
It's almost Black Friday and Swan have savings on their website from the 15th of November.
This month it costs you less to give your home a facelift before you get all your Christmas visitors.
Now is the perfect time to check out their stunning ranges, including their retro range, stealth range, and gorgeous Gatsby collection. You can get 22% off site-wide, and some products are even available at 40% off.
Make sure you check out their website and use the code BLACKSWAN22 to get 22% off site-wide.
The Hot Mess Mums Club with Swan.
It's a funny one, that, isn't it? It's sort of crept into the limelight. And then people go, well, you know, I don't want to be high. And I say, no, it's not. It's not that. It's, you know, it's not the psychotic part of the plant. Don't worry. It's fine. But people are slowly being educated, I think, towards...
What's
you know,
really
what
sad about it is that up until 1960, late 50s, it was everywhere. It grew, your cows ate it, the chickens ate it. So it was in our system because we have an endocannabinoid system. We have receptors in our joints, our brain, our reproductive, everywhere. So our bodies have a system that is meant to take CBD. So when one of your systems is out, like your endocannabinoid system has been out for donkeys since you were born and your parents before you, what happened was, in 2018, some man in America who's in charge said, and that really fucking pisses me off too. That we follow.
Who's
every,
in charge?
Oh, so
who?
Yeah. So he said, "Oh, you can grow hemp now."
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, right. So it's suddenly leapt into the market in the last 2-3 years. Because we're now allowed to grow it. So we're allowed, if we sell CBD that doesn't have THC in it, we're allowed to sell it. But the fact that they say we're allowed.
Allowed. There's a lot of that going on, Angie. I've never had to say in so many, like in the couple these last couple of years, I've never said, am I allowed? Are we allowed? Are you allowed? What is that?
Yep.
Sorry, I'm a free spirit.
It's
not
control, happy. Babe. They just want to control. All of a sudden, this government, who is so concerned with our health that we have to have a shot. But prior to that, they didn't care about the chemicals in the food that were poisoning and creating illness in everybody. Pisses me off. You have no idea.
Oh, listen, we're due a lunch. That's all I'm saying. We are due a big fat lunch. And off the record, Pollyanna's gone to school today. She's 13. And the jab van's outside today. And as she walked out the door, I said, you know, you listen, it doesn't matter what your friends are doing, don't you go near and don't let anyone, anyone convince you otherwise.
Good.
But that's between me and you. You can take that off, Callum, because I know we can't. But yeah, don't worry.
Well,
I'm on
done,
it.
Mum.
Bah. Anyway, that's another story.
What are you eating?
Where were we?
What are you eating?
I'm eating. I went to yoga, so I've just got a little health bar. I've checked the ingredients. Don't worry. There's no palm oil in it.
Oh, wait.
Good.
If you like chocolate, there's this girl on my Instagram. Chocolate by Lauren, her name is. She made
another one to the list. Yeah.
But wait. This is chocolate that's actually good for you. Ooh. Go figure. It's a dark chocolate, and she puts real rose petals and oil in it. She puts real peppermint. Everything is so good for you, and it's called Chocolate by Lauren. And it is, babes, once you've had some, you will never go anywhere else. Trust me.
You've just about filled up my Christmas stocking for the longest life ever. I'm saying to everyone, I've got my list. It's for the longest life ever for Mum, the longest life ever stocking. Care of the wonderful Angie Best.
Oh dear. Congratulate you as well, shouldn't we? Because when you were going to come on previously, the reason you couldn't was because you were picking up an award. So you have your own gym, and obviously, as we've been talking about, your own well-being business, and you won an award for it all, didn't you?
Yeah.
So what was that about?
I don't know. I haven't got it yet. It was one of those glass things that says it was for the gyms.
That's amazing,
in Oxfordshire. So
this is metaphysical, is it?
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah.
And the other one, we've got two. One is right on the river. It is the most beautiful location on the planet. Just now, when I was waiting for you guys, I had 30 geese outside eating the seeds because my other half, Mark, feeds everything that walks, including spiders. And so we had 30 geese outside along with about 40 ducks all eating the seeds, and it's just the most beautiful scene. And so that's Metaphysical Gym, but Best Life Gym is across the road. It's a plate loaded, heavy lifting type thing. So we cover everybody, the grunting men and the delicate females. Everybody's covered.
I can't bear that, the sex noises when you're in a gym. If you turn round and I pick my gyms based on, how bad that sort of thing is, because I always just feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's why we've got two gyms.
Yeah, lovely.
Sort it out. And the girls who don't mind the grunting and groaning and the noises smells, they can go over there.
It's so funny that, because when I do lots of hot yoga, and it's great to see all the guys come in. There's quite a few rugby players coming, because of the hamstrings, etc. And it's so funny because one guy, and I've never seen him since, so it makes me feel really bad. He was behind me and everything he did, he was going, yoga is supposed to be a place of peace. And I walked out and I went, were you orgasming all the way through that because of all these women in semi-naked women? And he just looked at me and he went, no, I was just I was breathing. And I went, well, that's a funny way to breathe. God knows what you do when you orgasm. And we never saw him again. I had to apologise to the yoga studio owner because she was like...
That sounds like something I would have said.
Yeah.
Jeez, mate, what are you doing? Bless him. Sorry. Oh, he's never been back. Oh, love his heart. No. He's found another one to go to, just as well, really, because you don't need that, do you? And worse than that, I used to do hot yoga in California 20 years ago. And I think the hardest part for me is the smells that come off of everybody, because not everybody showers before yoga class.
No.
Or the gym. And then their body heats up. The clothes might be what they wore last night or yesterday at the gym. So... the smells that come off, it's like, oh, Jesus, I want to go around and say, dude, take a shower before you come to the gym. But, it's not quite my job to do that.
What I loved about you as well, we have a connection. I've discovered some already, Angie, but I'm an Essex girl as well originally, because you were from Southend. So I was in Ilford, Rockford, Ilford way. So if we went to the seaside, we used to go to Southend and I used to talk like that. But you don't talk like that anymore either, do you?
I probably would have, but my mother wouldn't let me because she was this very posh Scottish lady. Mm-hmm. And in those days, it was important how you spoke. And she would never let me. If I came home from school and I picked up an inkling, it would be, oh! So I was never allowed to do it.
Interesting. See? So it's almost the same for me. I got a job in TV when I was like 16, but I was proper like Essex, like that. And then I went to elocution lessons because I was told then by my agent, you know, it's actually, we don't think that, it's not good, not on national TV.
Yeah,
I mean, this is like 35
now,
years ago.
Now, so, yeah, look, but now it's every now accent look. Going, isn't it? Poor Alex Scott got so criticised, didn't she, doing the football because the people were so mean on Twitter because she comes from London. She had a real sort of Cockney accent and she was getting absolutely, you know, just horrible tweets by people because of how she spoke. But now they want people, don't they, with different accents and...
Yes.
Which is good.
Callum's very well spoken. Callum speaks nicely, doesn't he?
Oh, he's very well spoken. Look at you.
Now we know why. Yeah. That'll be his grandmother from his wee Scottish grandmother and his very posh mother.
Yes.
Who's hiding the fact she's from Essex.
But he also... So if he has an American accent still...
Yeah, he's got a bit of a LA twang, hasn't he?
Well, he is. He was born there.
Yeah, so we'll let him off.
Yeah. Can't be helped.
Do you miss parts of living out? What parts do you miss out there compared to here? Oh. Apart from the obvious, the weather and the sunshine, because my friend's out there, she's moved to California and she puts pictures on Facebook and I can't look. So that's the obvious one. But what else do you miss?
Okay. There's so much room and space that... You feel such a sense of freedom that you don't have here in this little tiny island with so many people shoved on it. If you go to the supermarket, there's plenty of room to park your car. Here, you've got to hold your breath in to get out of your car so you don't hit the car next door. All these supermarket car parks were designed by men, I swear to God, who've got no fucking clue how to load a car with groceries. Oh. So the sense of freedom and the sense of space and the sense of, okay, so I was in California, in Malibu. And so when you're in the sunshine all the time, everybody's in a good mood. So it's always smiling and happy. And of course, over here you say, oh, phonies. But it wasn't. It was real. Mm. And I remember the first time I went to America when I was 19 on my own to New York, because you could in those days, because you could be brave and go and experiment and see what's out there. I went when I was 18 on a modeling job, and then I went back. And what I found was the Americans were so generous of spirit, of personality, generous money-wise. You know, I brought my mum and dad over and they said, oh, come and we'll make a dinner for them at our house. They can come and stay with us. You know, everybody was so generous. And back when I lived in England, when I was up until I was 19 in the 60s and 70s, not everybody had enough to be generous with. Now, I know that sounds rather weird, but we only just got a shower in our house. Because previous to that, we had to take baths. We didn't have showers. Showers were, this new American thing. Mm. So having people over to dinner didn't really exist. Having people over to stay, it was usually just my friends. Mm.
And then they'd have to bunk up, wouldn't they? Like squeeze in the bed with you.
Yes. Yeah. So I was always overwhelmed by the generosity of the nature of the people. So when they come over here or you go over there and they say, well, have a good day, they mean it.
Yeah.
And I know loads of people will say, oh, that's horseshit. But they do. They mean it. Mm. Bless them.
I think they're also very proud and patriotic, whereas over here we feel sort of ashamed sometimes probably we should be, but, you know, to say we're British. Do you know what I mean? But in school they're taught to love where they live and love who they are, whereas I don't think we are really. I think we're so apologetic all the time.
Well, we used to be, but we've now got to that woke stage where we have to realise that we went and colonised so many countries that used to be their own that now belong to us. So we have to go, oops, sorry, you know. It's just timing. It's just stages in life. And we're in the apologise stage right now.
Yeah, these cycles, that's what we are. It just, you know, things just go round, don't they, yep. in one way or another. I was going to say, you know, as, you know, you're a great, successful businesswoman, you know, you've been an amazing mother, you know, you've survived, you know, one of the most tumultuous sort of marriages, you know, you've now been with your, you know, wonderful Mark for so long. Does anything control you? Because I think to reach that kind of success, and I'm feeling it now, I think because I'm in my 50s, I don't need to be, you know, I don't need advice, thank you. I don't need that control. I will direct myself, thank you. And does anything control you?
No, you're absolutely good. Right. As you just get checking. Older, as you get out of the perimenopausal stage and you're what I call a sagacious woman, a saga, mm. you're old enough and wise enough to know better. And there was a lovely post that says, sure, I'm old, but there's a reason for that. You know, I've survived. And you get to the stage where it's like, oh, off, you know, no. You say no, you can happily say no, which I never used to be able to do when I was younger. Probably why George got away with so much stuff that he did, bless him.
He wouldn't have now, would he?
I always
not,
think,
not
no,
a chance.
No. I'd say, okay, honey. Yes, you do have a wonderful innate sense of freedom and understanding of what's important and what's not. So, yes.
So there's not, is there anything you do differently, Angie, when you look back? Is there anything at all?
It's a very difficult question to answer because if you were to say one thing, you'd come up with another. So in order for me to be content and happy with where I am and who I am and what I am, no.
Yes. Yeah.
Otherwise, I might not be here. I might not be doing what I'm doing. I might not have my son. So no is the answer to that.
I'd like to say, I think the way you speak about George, even in this interview, what I pick up on is when you joke and say things and then you say, bless him, there's such love that comes across in the way you still talk about him. And when you've lived with someone with an addiction like alcoholism, it's very hard, especially when they die from it, not to be angry with them. I don't know whether you ever went through that phase. I know you weren't together when that happened, but to hear the way you speak of him with such love in your voice even, and it comes across here, I think it's a real special quality because I don't think anyone who hasn't lived with someone with an addiction can ever imagine what that's like for a spouse or for a child. So I do think, wow, that you're so...
And lived with them in the public eye. That was the hard thing.
Yes.
Babes, he was a wonderful, wonderful man. I absolutely adored him. That's why he got away with so much shit, because I forgave him all the time.
Right.
And so I've never had any anger. The only anger I have is that he shouldn't be dead.
Yeah. He would have been 75. Would he be 75 now? Was it 75?
I tried my hardest to save him. And then it just, when the little one was born, it just got to a point where it was, okay, do I look after the big baby or the little baby? Because you can't look after both.
No.
When you're looking after an alcoholic. I mean, I still wear his watch because I keep it with me every day because he's looking after me and he's looking after Callum, in my mind.
Yes.
So, yes, I have the fondest of love for him.
And it is that thing, isn't it, what you said about how you do look at time now and think, well, I wish you were still here and you should be still here. You know, I lost my mum to alcoholism and my children are 8 and 4 and they're incredible. And there's so many times in a week where I'll look at them and think, I just wish she could see you. I hope she can. I wish that, you know, they could meet her and it's very difficult. I mean, I did go through a lot of anger, but I worked through that. And now I'm in a place where I don't feel that, but I feel, you know, profound sadness a lot of the time. And I have my pictures of her in my house and, you know, and I talk about her to the kids because addiction's a really awful thing when you're living with someone with it. You know, they're the most selfish individuals at the time.
It's heartbreakingly, cripplingly cruel.
Yeah.
And it's not something you would choose. You had no choice.
No.
I didn't understand it. I thought he just needed somebody to love him and to cook him dinner and to make a house for him and to take care of him. That's what I thought he needed. I had no clue that it began with his problems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
When I look back on it now, in hindsight, I think he was depressed. I didn't know what depression was then. Didn't know.
Well, that wasn't... No, nothing really had a label then, did it? Like addiction or depression, anything.
Mental health wasn't even a word, really, you know.
It just wasn't talked about or classified as anything. No. It just came on in your life through different people and you just dealt with it, I presume.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think when... I think it was the hardest thing for George too when he got his new liver and he'd been sober for a year. And his brain started to come alive again and get clear. And he started to remember the things he'd done to so many people, especially his newborn baby and his wife and everything else. All those, that guilt that came back wasn't dealt with. And that's, I think that's what made him go back onto the booze.
Absolutely.
He used to write an amazingly inspirational column every Sunday following his journey of recovery. I used to read it and I used to just, you know, think it was just incredible that he'd got to this place where he wasn't drinking. And there was a real feeling of he's going to do it. He's, you know, and then it didn't happen. But I think once you are addicted to something, it's so, so powerful that... people like us who've never had that issue, we can't understand it, really.
No, and we never will. And the reason we will never understand it is because they have something called AA. So that means that person doesn't drink. They go and have their meeting and they don't drink. So for me, it's not a disease. It's not a disease.
Right. No, because there are different opinions on it, aren't there? There's a disease, there's the whole thing. It's hereditary, which has always petrified me. But I know lots of people that have, you say that that's not the case. And so,
I understand. There are loads and loads of people who learnt from their alcoholic parent. Mm. I'm sure there's a gene in there somewhere, but it doesn't have to take control.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be AA.
But I think you're so right. I have a couple of friends, you know, who have recovered from, if you can say recovered, but, you know, are recovering alcoholics. And they do, the one thing they do have to deal with and they talk to me about all the time is the fact that I can't deal with thinking about how I was and how I treated, you know, the ones that were really close to me. I struggle. That's the biggest thing. Never mind wanting to go for a drink. It's actually the reason why they want to go for a drink, and that is it. So I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I can't speak from experience, but just from other people I've spoken to, it certainly sounds like that. And I mean, with Callum, really, you might have saved his life by coming back. Do you think?
I don't want to say that because he's too young. But yes, I've definitely helped him get on the right path. He chose the right path, but his mum was there to give him a kick up the ass.
Yeah. And isn't it lovely that he has you? You're such, you know, like you say, you have this choice and you've just been the most amazing mother to him. And of course, he's bound to have gone through those dark times with losing his father and in the way he did, because it's just unimaginable, really, for anyone who hasn't sort of gone through it that way. People can't understand it. But he's just so lucky to have that with you. I think that's just no wonder you both have such a special bond together.
We do.
Oh, it's lovely to see you go on holiday together.
Yeah.
You know, you climb mountains together. Look after each other's pets.
Cat sitting.
Yeah. Although he's 40 now, for fuck's sake. 40,
wow.
Can you imagine?
Well, he doesn't look it.
Thank God.
Do you keep, do you do the classic game? Now, when are you going to settle down? I want grandchildren.
No.
You don't do that. No pressure. Cool, Mum.
I don't care what he does, so long as he's happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Literally.
Well,
really.
Listen, I think it's just perfect. But I actually messaged Callum because I contacted him actually about CBD and all sorts of ages ago. And I haven't like messaged him since, but I did say this morning to him, listen, I'm talking to your mum later. And I know he's a busy guy, but he replied. I said, you know, is there anything you want to say? So he has said, so I'm going to read it off my phone if you don't mind.
Be nice.
He says, a special lady who I'd be lost without. She has such a caring nature to help others. that I'm proud to say was passed on down to me.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to cry. Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make you cry, but I thought that was just a beautiful thing to say.
Oh, my.
And he sent me that message.
God love him. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
he is. Tears to my eyes, that has.
Yeah.
Isn't
well,
that
it's
nice to know that your children think about you that way?
Yeah. Absolutely. I just, yeah, and I was really touched that he did that for us, and more importantly, that he said those beautiful words about you, and they are true.
Thank you.
You know, just the energy and the sort of feel-good vibe I'm getting from you, Angie. It's just, you're one in a million, and I hope that you continue with your Instagram now that it's back.
Yay!
On. Yeah, so we
so
can all just feel like we're with you every day. Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you. It really has.
Yes, thank you.
It's been my pleasure. It most certainly has. Thank you for asking. I'm so glad we finally got to do it. God bless, girls.
The Hot Mess Mums Club with Swan. Celebrating 90 years of magic moments.
It's almost Black Friday, and Swan have savings on their website from the 15th of November.
Don't forget to check out their stunning range of products and save this month.
Visit their website and use the code BLACKSWAN22 to get 22% off site-wide.